Have you ever wondered what's the recipe for a happy marriage? Well, in today's story, we hear Padre Pio's words of wisdom for a married couple who, even after 60 years of marriage, continued to love each other as on their first day. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today we dive into the heartwarming story of Paola and Giovanni Siena, a devoted couple whose marital journey was guided by the wisdom of Padre Pio. As they navigated the highs and lows of their marriage, they not only received valuable advice, but also astonishing prophecies that defied all expectations. Listen to this. Our story begins in 1928 in San Giovanni Rotondo, when 8-year-old Giovanni Siena received his first Holy Communion from the stigmatized hands of Padre Pio. However, many years passed before their paths would cross again. Giovanni worked in the administrative office of a mining company a few kilometers away from San Giovanni Rotondo. However, in 1948, he was forced to resign due to his religious beliefs. Giovanni then started a career as a primary school teacher and later shifted into journalism. Eventually, he found employment at Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza, the hospital founded by Padre Pio. It was there that their lives intertwined once again. Now, during that period, Paola, his future wife, a 21-year-old woman, regularly visited Padre Pio. She lived in San Giovanni Rotondo. As she would later testify, it was thanks to Padre Pio's intercession that the young Paola was cured of her depression, as well as serious health problems with her lungs. Paola felt that her vocation was to enter matrimony and raise a family. So, one day, she visited Padre Pio and asked for his guidance on the matter. "What is your deepest desire?" Padre Pio questioned her. Paola answered that she wanted to start a family and express her love for children and her dream of motherhood. Padre Pio then replied, "So let's pray that the good God will allow you to meet a good young man." He then added, "Go to confession regularly and receive communion every day." Sometime later, Paolo noticed that a certain young man named Giovanni seemed very interested in her. From time to time, their paths crossed within Padre Pio's circle. Not long after that, just a few months later, they decided to get engaged. They agreed to pray together every day, entrusting their future marriage to God. On August 27, 1950, during a mass celebrated at 5 a.m., Padre Pio blessed their marriage. Filled with emotion, he repeated, "Be happy, be happy, be happy." However, just a few months later, a disheartening diagnosis was delivered by the doctors. Paola and Giovanni were informed that they could not conceive due to Paola's infertility. As you can imagine, this news was a great disappointment, especially for Paola, whose deepest desire was to become a mother. The couple turned to Padre Pio for assistance, seeking his intercession. Padre Pio, in a compassionate gesture, promised to pray the chaplet of the Sacred Heart of Jesus for them every day. And, as Giovanni recounted in his book, My Friend Padre Pio, Padre Pio made an astonishing prophecy. He said, "You'll see, you will have as many children as the choirs of angels." In other words, Padre Pio foretold that they would have 9 children. Not long after that, on July 24, 1951, a baby girl was born. But sadly, their newborn daughter fell seriously ill almost immediately. According to the doctors, she had no chance of survival. The couple, devastated, turned to Padre Pio again, requesting his prayers for the dying child. Surprisingly, Padre Pio promptly reassured them that the child would not die, but instead would enjoy a long life. Soon after, the child experienced a miraculous recovery. After this miraculous event, Paola and Giovanni developed an even stronger bond with Padre Pio. They frequently approached him for confession and often joined him in prayer. Seeking his guidance became a regular practice, especially in matters concerning their marriage and the upbringing of their children. Reflecting on Padre Pio's advice, Paola later remarked, "After 60 years of marriage, I can say that Padre Pio's recipe, the chaplet of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, truly works. Giovanni and I love each other as much as on the very first day." So in conclusion, couples who pray together stay together. End of story. For those who did not know, the chaplet of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a meditative prayer similar to the rosary, but with a different number of beads and meditations focused on Jesus' heart. For those who would like to learn how to pray this chaplet, I have provided a link in the description below. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.